Further to all that, what we're looking at when we talked about the discussion of the African Civic Charter, I think this is a matter that the department has brought to the attention of the committee, where they wanted to outline the African Civic Charter to us. So we haven't got an opportunity to get that kind of presentation, and we're always been deferring it. So in the alliance seeing our program, they requested that they reminded us that we haven't slotted them in. I actually attempted to request the secretary to do so, but unfortunately there was a misunderstanding from our side. She didn't really inform them to do the presentation. But it's a matter that we definitely have to attend to, because it's long that the department has raised from the second, what do you still second term, yes. So see where do we go. My opinion is that on discussion of the African Civic Charter, we need to also have the International Relations Committee, Portfolio Committee, so that we can be able to discuss it. But we cannot be held hamstrung if the committee is not available. We can always cross it, but it is always good to collaborate. You know, what all issues of you know, of the treaties, etc. We discuss them disjointly. At some point, we need to get hold of how best we deal with it. Hopefully now, particularly yourself, Zalabai, you note all issues that you raised, so that they get slotted once you develop under a program for either the fourth term or but looking to what we can do with this one. We're still waiting. We're told that the assistant secretary is bringing the program. What I want us to also look into the program quite quickly. So in other words, we would defer this again by the African Safety Charter. And we would look into the program once it's here, once we discuss it and see what we can teach. Secondly, on the adoption of all outstanding minutes and reports, the secretary has circulated minutes to all of us electronically and even on hard copies, and I think we all have the copies of the minutes before us here. And as per requirement, as we know, that we do need to go through the minutes page by page and adopt them while we correct. And what I'm seeing now is that we are actually not correcting, but we all have minutes. I am therefore going to request that members go through each of the set of minutes. If there are any corrections, they call the secretary to do the correction, so that once we come to the next meeting, we can only adopt the minutes. We don't have to start afresh. You know, we can, you know, call for either the adoption. Okay, and your hand is up.
Yeah, it's just that if I don't know if there's any other members coming, apart from Maria, but if Maria's coming, we're only five here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we wouldn't go to the query if it's not coming. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we have just calculated. That, you know, and Zola has called all other members. Like, they won't be around. So we are aware that. And with him involved, we're not going to call it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would have just proceeded with others and waited for you and dealt with that option. But also, I need to put it also to you, Zola, that we shouldn't have a situation of this winter where minutes are enlarged. You know, what minutes we have the implications of our work. We should try to ask that three sessions to adopt the minutes so that we don't remain in surprise. We cannot implement issues that are not adopted. And therefore, can I request that you assist one another in the secretariat of the portfolio committee to ensure that we process the minutes all the time. It's normal for us to forget the issue of minutes and focus on the business, but I'll rely on the secretariat for this to be processed. And I would appreciate once before we close every time, just take on board the minutes on the last meeting. Okay. The other issue, while we're still just dealing with all the admin part of the committee the minutes, it was also talking of reports, and therefore it gives me an opportunity to just reflect that we are from our oversight meeting. We went to Limpopo and Mpumalanga the last week, where we're doing oversight, and we visited various institutions. restriction. And therefore, because of you, I'll try now to explain that in terms of the report, because also it will have to come back to the committee, so if we engage with it, we're able to look at it and look at the recommendation, put them the way we want before the reports are actually presented to the National Assembly. You know, that's the procedure. But I would need to take this opportunity to really sincerely thank all the members who were part of the oversight trip, where we actually went to the tourism centers, to the police station, the courts, the hospital. Together, we couldn't really reach the school for a day. Deaf. It was an ambitious program. We actually learned too much on the last minute after we nearly had the collapse of our program. But I think we've touched many institutions and was successful oversight trip. I need to take this opportunity to thank all members and say that all the issues that we've observed, they still have to come back here in the form of issues that we need to follow up as a committee in order to implement them. It was quite a very strain that we could feel the weekend that, oh, by the way, it was a heavy program, but couldn't feel it once we even got, you know, engaged in it. And I would really want to thank you in the panel for the assistance. Was about the time when we thought that our oversight trip is lasting, you know, we couldn't find communication. Was lack of clarity. It was just dull and gloomy. We couldn't talk to anyone, starting with you know, the meeting that could not happen the first day. But I must say the zeal and you know, being active from your side, particularly yourself, Julius, would really want to thank you together with all the department people who were there, who would work with you to revive it and make sure that we have a meaningful oversight. But also, I would really need to look into the dangers of leaving Parliament with an unpaid program, a big program. We still have to engage with that, you know. We don't want a situation like that where we're in destitute somewhere in between where we can't do Parliament work. Fongile as well must also be thanked, you know, because he was on his toes and he worked quite tight with Juliet and the needs that. But oversight success, and I would like to thank them very much for that, and the members as well for their cooperation, you know, and you know, making everything successful. Thanks for that. We are waiting for the program, the term program, so that we can look into it quite quickly. Okay, yeah, well, of course, it was just last week when we were at oversight, there's no draft. Do you have a draft? Not really. No, it's fine, we understand, it's too quickly. The content available is that they're probably available on Monday, next week, for circulation, so that you can start to look at the draft. Okay. Yes, I'll have to do it.
That was a bit off the mark, but I was just thinking, I wonder if we couldn't arrange for a committee photo. When all the members and all the officials are available, I don't want those little pictures, you know, on the top of the analyzer. So just to do a nice photo, you know, for the committee and the people who work at it, it would be a nice memento. So I think if we just can arrange it in the next couple of months, it would be fine.
Yes, I think that's a good thought, you know. We do need that. Even when we travel, we didn't even have a vote. It might look like it's late, but we can still do it, you know, for all other activities. Just a small voucher that shows people, but, you know, it will be good to sign. It might also encourage all other committees to do the same. And we definitely have to look into that. Maybe from next week, we can request to look at members. Next week, I don't have a meeting. Okay, why are we not having a meeting? Okay. Then, thank you. Yes, I'm all right. So, okay, can you quickly look at the program? Okay, it starts from today, and then the next one on the 14th. The 14th is not next week, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so then next week is a media workshop for Chen. It's all the chapters of the portfolio. In Parliament, okay. So for the, those who don't have the media, is it live for yourself? Oh, like. Okay. All right. On the 14th, we had this briefing by the Minister of Public Safety and Administration on the Public Administration Management Bill and legislative review on the Public Safety Act. So I'm just, it's a program that is already sent, but I'm still putting it for the committee to see if are we in line. If there's anything we want to do as quickly as well, we can do it. And then also it's got a briefing by the Minister of Culture on the Minister of Impact. Can I then suggest that we have the chief minister? We need to start with the Municipal System Act first, then we can come with a legislation on the public.
I wonder Jefferson, if we can get those small little books that the laws are in, you know, the ones that, I wouldn't say paperback, but you know, not the hardbound, but I know the Municipal Systems Act and the Municipal Finance Act, all those, and there must be books on the laws that we're dealing with. I wonder if we couldn't get, if I can get a set or something, or the members who hasn't got yet, because I've moved from other portfolios. And it's hard for me to you know, I always go on the internet and you know, if you could have an updated one of the laws that pertain to us, and of course, and with this now, with these bills now sliding into the other levels, it would be fine to have a reference on that. It's a lot of reading, but you know, we're only sitting on the 20th again. The sitting starts at the 20th. And this, these legislations we're going through can be an arduous, arduous process. So if we could get a nice set of those, we can cross-reference, it would be really, really helpful.
Okay,
Mr.
Miele, can I request that you avail that kind of fact to all members? Yeah, you know, in the past, why don't we look at this? In the past, we used to have some sort of where we started as a committee, remember Mr. Ziel, where you talk about her research work, you do it and because we've got quite a lot, you know, pulling from that background you always had. Can we agree that the 10 minutes, let us be there on time, we take the first 10 minutes where we just go through what was the past background, you know, that research. Mr. Ziel is able to do it very well, where you actually say, based on all the presentation that we had in the past, the system municipality bill where we are, based on where we are in public safety and the public safety, so that we have that understanding. The normal way that we always do when we have the strategic business session, where we just have that viewpoint as members, and then we can be able to engage genuinely into that. I'm going to request, particularly for this session, was one of the core issues for the committee, for you to also prepare some kind of something like that, that will take close to 15 minutes, when we can also, you might not get engaged too much, you know, we just need that information. Engagement can be done with the department of health, you know, possibly there to answer questions, we cannot, yeah, unless it's a key thing based on research that we would like to actually ask you. Yeah, but I think that is that for the 14th of August. And then followed by the 21st of August, where we have a briefing by the Minister of the Department of Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities, together with the Premier on the implementation of gender equity and affirming disability maintained in the public and the provinces. So here, I think a lot would have to do a lot of work, because what is actually means is that we need to invite the minister in advance. They need to get this communication quite quickly so that she can consolidate that input with the premier in all other provinces, and is able to then do, because that presentation will be done by him, but we're inviting all of them. Remember, we are on Women's Month during that period. Part of it is to assess the gender program in the country of fighting as well. Nobody can be able to do it except public safety and administration, where you have an overarching view, how far have we gone in terms of implementing the children, and also recommend that even the last time we do that evaluation in government, and therefore I would like us to do this preparation quite well in advance when we inform the minister, and then also the premiers are aware that there is this presentation, they consolidate with the minister, but they're also invited. They come here. I think this can be the entire cluster of governance when we call all other cluster members, even women, children, persons with disability. I will also liaise, I will engage with the chairperson for that portfolio committee as well, so that it becomes a cluster meeting. I'm sure we also have to inform the chair of chair as well for its preparation. We need a bigger venue, we need an organized session, you know, we need something that to inform the country how far it will go. And therefore, we need to do an impact on the ACAS line. So that's the precisely the plan behind the whole thing. Honourable Dwight?
Yes, Chairperson, on this matter, as opposition members, we've all received the official viewpoint of the opposition on the official position on this matter. It was raised in a letter by the Western Cape Premier to the Minister, our Minister, Sisulu. I was thinking that if the committee members wanted, I could forward it, and then at least it will take a lot of talking left, right, and center about it to get out of the way. And if there's any questions that need to be raised, or you know, if position we have to take flat from it. But at least it gives a good explanation, and will be consumable for members beforehand. So that, if you want to, and we can just send it on. It's obviously your prerogative to put it or not, but that will be the strong standpoint on this. If we have to, you know, answer or ask questions, at least then the minister or anybody else is prepared. As the minister already received it, I don't think it's improper.
Okay, can I request that you send it to the
Zola?
Can be circulated.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we appreciate to see what is there. But also, in the light of what you're raising, I don't know if members think that we should involve the Minister of Public Safety Administration.
Yeah, I think she should be involved.
She should be involved. Okay. Yeah, because the Minister for Women and the Premiers are presenting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's giving an overarching
Okay,
I think along that, then, it would be good if one of the advisors and so on here, so that they also start to prepare themselves. But I'm banking on a proper communication that will go to them as well, to indicate to them on time that they will also be involved. Okay, then. I think we can proceed to the 11th, and we will have that break period, meaning that there will be two meetings on the 14th and on the 21st. We've got only those two meetings that we need to prepare. They are really engaging for the committee, even if it's two, quite engaging. And then we can then have that 10 days constituent to work, then get back to Parliament again on the 11th of September. Then we'll be having the Auditor General on the report of Public Safety and Administration Palama, Public Safety Commission, and I still think that we need to force in the PC support. There's a little bit of disorganization, just to ensure that it's on the, we don't know now where. And therefore, it's between higher education and DPSA, and therefore, part of just putting it there, it will make sure that they think about it as well. So can you just add PC to that?
September.
On the 11th of September, yes.
Adding?
Where PC to public sector, public savings.
Sector training of grants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too long. Okay, so, and also we then on the 18th have briefing by the department on its annual report 2013, and this is appreciated. What we need to always evaluate and the impact, you know, outside in the meeting and you can come back to me. So I'm just trying to assess where they can slot. I think we can slot the public service charter on the 18th of September. It will be the first item, and it will be published by that meeting, the annual report. It will be the 18th of September. Okay. So I think then we are organized along that. Nothing else, I must. Honestly, I don't know why we need to sit in the meeting. I think that was all about it for the meeting for today. And the meeting was officially adjourned, and there's a list that we honor with the PND list that we have to get. Thank you, Honorable.